produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and welcome to The Living Room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I am so glad that you tuned in today. You're going to be blessed. Today, on this Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about relationship. Now, I know you think that just by the mention of that word, that this is going to be about, you know, how to keep your relationship alive, or maybe how to attract the right person into your life. But no, what we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about your love relationship with God. We're going to talk about the most important relationship that any of us could ever have. And so you know what we say in the living room, pull up a chair, get your iPad, your iPhone, your Bible, get in a comfortable space, because we're going to be talking about your love relationship with God. Now, when I think about relationship with God, I can reflect back on when I was very new, and I had not long given my life to the Lord, accepted Jesus into my heart. And I had no real expectation about what that relationship was going to look and feel like. You know, I wasn't raised in the church, and so I really didn't have a good point of reference about what it meant to develop a relationship with God. And if I can be honest, I can say that, you know, I thought about this huge God who was way up there somewhere. And then little old me, confused and you know, in wonderment about my relationship with him and accepting him into my heart. And I'm all the way down here, and he's all the way up there. And there seemed to be such a distance between us. And so I'm so grateful that I continue to attend a Bible teaching, Bible believing church. And there I got a chance to meet and know some real people who had real relationships with God. And as I began to spend time with them and talk with them and hear about their experiences, I realized that having a relationship with God was what he always wanted, that is what he sent his son Jesus to die for, to be in relationship with me. And that as I observed these people, some of them were my age and some of them were a little older than I was, I began to hear about how they talked to God. And guess what? God talked back to them. how they could hear from God. That was so amazing to me. I was so curious about it that I started asking questions like, you mean you ask God a question and he answered you? You mean you prayed about this one day and the next day it happened? So these were all of the things that I discovered, that you could have a real relationship with God and that it could be an intimate relationship. And so that discovery is something that I want to share with you today, because I believe that having an intimate relationship with God is something that so many Christians miss out on. I really believe that people spend their entire lives going to church, serving, participating in programs, singing in the choir, doing all of these activities, and they still don't have the benefit and the treasure and the privilege even of enjoying an intimate relationship with God. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds like, you know, one can't possibly be saying that you could be in church literally your entire life and not have an intimate relationship with God. But let me just tell you, it is absolutely true, and it's absolutely possible, and it's absolutely happening in a lot of places. And so tonight, what I want to do is to talk to you about how you can develop an intimate relationship with God. I want to start by talking about some of the misconceptions that many people have, you know, embraced and accepted that just simply aren't true. The first misconception is that the relationship with God is one-sided. In other words, that we need God, but that God isn't interested in a relationship with us. And can I tell you for the record that nothing could be further from the truth? Listen, he has always wanted a relationship with us, and so much so that he instituted something called volition, or another word would be your will, so that you would literally have to choose him versus him making us like robots, where, you know, he would program us so that it wouldn't be a decision of our will. It would just simply be something that we did automatically. No, listen, he wants an authentic relationship with you, so much so that he won't force himself upon you. He won't impose his will upon you. He wants every one of us to choose, to decide to have a relationship with him. And because he wants it to be our choice, because that's the best kind of love, is when someone chooses to love you. See, when you mandate or make someone do something, it's never to be compared with the kind of love that comes from a choice. That's how much he wants a relationship with us. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to pay the ultimate price for our sins, and also so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He reconciled the sin of man on the cross through his son, Jesus Christ, so that we might be able to be in relationship with him through his son. And so why would he go through all of that and then not desire to be in relationship with us? I know. It doesn't make sense, does it? So he is absolutely, positively interested in a relationship with you. The second misconception that I want to deal with tonight is that intimacy with God is easy. Let me tell you something. Intimacy with God is something that does require work. One, because you need to be committed to spending time with him. And that's not always easy because we live in a world where there are so many things competing for our attention. I think that we are becoming an attention deficit nation because our attention spans are so short. We are so accustomed to getting everything instantly, to getting everything without having to wait for it, that when it comes to building intimacy, we think that that should be quick too. But when you consider that you are coming to a place where you need to be transparent with him, that you really need to be in a place where you are able to be naked and unashamed, that is when that intimacy then is a part of your relationship with him. And that, my friend, is work. The discipline of spending time with him, the ability to get past the barriers and the walls so that you can literally be transparent before him. Yes, that's work. And so intimacy is work, but it is so worth it because you are getting close to the one who is in charge of everything. And there is no better use of your time. There's no better use of your energy than to spend time with the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so those are two huge misconceptions that I want to deal with. And then now what I'd like to do is just go over a few passages of scripture that I think will help to shed some light on this issue of intimacy with God. The first thing I want to say is that in Psalm 23, familiar passage of scripture, one that we probably memorized as children if you grew up in the church. And it is one that talks about relationship. And so David is talking about his relationship with God. And he starts out by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." One translation says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And then he goes on to paint a picture. He says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul." You can see in that passage that David is talking about someone whom he is in relationship with. And because David used to be a shepherd, because David understands that shepherds know each sheep and they actually give them names, that in the natural, shepherds are so keen about the sheep that they will, as the Bible says, leave the 99 to go after the one. That shepherds inspect the sheep and know when they've been wounded and know when they need to be cleaned, or if they're having some sort of difficulty, or if some sort of parasite has gotten on them, because that's how intimate they are with the sheep. Shepherds also have the distinct sound that they call their sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice. And even though there might be other shepherds around, those sheep will only follow their shepherd. And so that's why the word says that my sheep will know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And so this is why David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." When he says that, although to you and I, it might seem like a simple phrase, but in that one passage, he is saying a whole lot about relationship. When he says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures and he leads me beside still waters, he's talking about provision. He's talking about the provision that comes out of that relationship, that he doesn't lack anything. The green pastures provide the nourishment for the sheep, and the still waters provide the peace and the tranquility and the refreshing that the sheep need. And then lastly, he says, "He restores my soul." I love that part, because what he's saying is that my mind, my will, and my emotions are in such a state that they need to be restored. and I am connected to the one who restores my soul. If ever you are going through a challenge in your life, whether it be a physical challenge or whether it be a financial challenge, you're going to have some residue of that challenge in your soul. It's going to engage your mind, it's going to engage your will, and it's going to engage your emotions. And so I know that when David says he restores my soul, that means that he provides a restoration in my soul that takes me back to my original state of being, that is what God always intended. And that state is free from worry and anguish and stress and all of that other stuff that vexes us in our day-to-day lives. This thing is talking to me about relationship. Next passage that I want to show you is Psalm 51:17. And in it, David is talking about what he knows God desires, what type of sacrifice God desires. And so in verse 16, he talks about, you know, what type of sacrifice would be pleasing to God. And in verse 17, he says, a broken spirit and a contrite heart God will not despise. And one translation says, God will not overlook. And so that broken spirit is something that is attractive to God. And so when you begin to talk about being in relationship with him, you want to find out what's pleasing to the one you're in the relationship with. What do they like, right? Fundamental relationship 101 is find out what that person likes. Well, what God likes, what pleases him, is a broken spirit and a contrite heart. And so let's talk about what that means. A broken spirit is a spirit that recognizes that they are absolutely dependent on God, that they're totally reliant upon God. This is the person who realizes that they need God and that they can't make it without him. They are the person who realizes that they need him, and they have a constant awareness of how reliant they are upon him. It's moving to a place where you realize that your intellect, your belief system, the way you want things done, that all of that is of no consequence. That you desire God above everything. That's the kind of brokenness that is attractive to God. And so the second part of this is a contrite heart. Now, a contrite heart is a heart that is sensitive and can be molded and shaped by God. A contrite heart is a heart that is not just sensitive to other people around them, but that heart is sensitive to what the desire and the will of God is. When you realize how critical the heart is from a biological standpoint, you know that the heart is where blood is pumped and sent throughout the body. You know that a person can't survive if their heart isn't functioning. And we know that heart is where the life flows, right? And so in the spirit realm, your heart is literally the place where the desires of the heart reside. It's the center or the focal point or the control center of a person. The heart is, in fact, the throne of God. It is where God resides in you, in your heart. You know that when you came to know Christ, you confessed with your mouth. And you what? Believed with your heart. So that is where everything emanates from, is your heart. And so when he says he is attracted to someone who has a contrite heart, he's talking about someone who has a heart to please God, who has a heart to surrender to God, who has a heart to help and to do the things that God desires, the things that are pleasing to God. And so this broken spirit and contrite heart, as we look at Psalm 51, verse 17, is important, and it's attractive to God. And so you want to make sure that these are two things that you are working on and asking God to help you to obtain this broken spirit and a contrite heart. The last thing I'll share with you as it relates to developing an intimate relationship with God is that you must have a secret place. Now, a secret place is not a physical location, but it is instead an intentional decision to establish a routine that includes time with God. It's a decision to reserve a place for you and God to commune and to dwell, and that you make that a daily part of your life. And let me tell you why that's attractive to God. It's attractive to God because what it says to him is that I want to develop a relationship with you so much so that I'm going to make spending time with you a priority. Now, let me say this, whether you're talking about a relationship in the natural or whether you're talking about your relationship with God, love really, in many cases, is spelled T-I-M-E. That's right. Love is spelled time. And so how you spend your time and how you prioritize your time is an indication of your love. And so you want that secret place to represent your decision to make God a priority in your life. And so these are the things that will help you to develop an intimate relationship with God. Make time for him every day. Spend time with him and get your heart in a place where he can begin to guide you and direct you, where he can begin to reveal to you his will and his purpose for your life, and that you won't fight him, you won't resist him, you won't run from him, but instead you will be submitted to him and you will surrender to him. Now, let me say this about surrendering and submission. Many people submit enough to get saved, but not enough to be changed. Listen, submission that leads to change means that you have to give up some stuff, means that you have to let go of some stuff. It may mean you have to leave some relationships alone. It may mean you have to change the way you spend some time or be mindful of what you watch on television or the music that you listen to. Yeah, it means that you will have to make some changes as you submit to him. But let me tell you something, it is well worth it because there is nothing greater than an intimate relationship with God. If you have needs in your life, if you want to see breakthrough in your life, if you want to see a change in yourself, you just make it your priority that you will spend time seeking his face and not his hands, and you'll begin to see how that submission and that intimacy will begin to increase and grow, and you will be changed. And that's a beautiful thing, that you will be changed. I just want you to know that this is just a short teaching, but if you apply what you heard today, you are on the path to a awesome, wonderful, dynamic adventure with God, because there are places that he wants to take you, and there are things that he wants to do in you and through you that you don't even know yet because you have not drawn nigh to him. Listen, Jeremiah says it this way, if you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. So in other words, he's not going to leave you hanging. It is going to be a reciprocal relationship. Just like you desire one with him, he will desire to be with you. And that is what will take you to the next level. Wow. I hope you have enjoyed the teaching tonight. What an appropriate message on Valentine's Day to talk about your love relationship with God. I am excited about having the opportunity to share this with you and to thank you again for spending this time with me. If you'd like to reach out to me, I would love to hear from you. So you can use email. I can be reached at destinyempower@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at true_journey. I can also be reached on Facebook by Juliet Davis or Juliet Davis Ministries. I would love to hear from you and just to hear how the broadcast is touching your life and causing you to pursue a deeper relationship with God. I am looking forward to spending time with you when we get together again in the living room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. It's been a pleasure to be with you, and I look forward to our next time together in the living room. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Tucker with your girl, Kita Key. I am so glad that y'all tuned in with me this evening. Thank y'all so much for listening. And look, I appreciate y'all so much. If you want to get in contact with me, you just want to just send a shout out, just want to say hey, or if you even need a prayer request, you definitely can contact me or reach me via social media. I am on Facebook as well as Instagram, and I am under Keta Keet, that is KETTAKEET, or you can actually reach me via email, and my email address is lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. So again, thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. And listen, we're just going to go ahead and jump right into our interview for tonight. I am so excited to have this guest because if you listen to my last show, the previous show, you would know that I interviewed the director, producer, writer, my girl, my friend, my ace, Sister JJ, and that radio episode was actually part one. So we are here to do part two with my girl this evening. So please, y'all, welcome my guest, my friend, my girl, none other than Sister JJ, a.k.a. Jodrell Benjamin. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we are excited for this part two. And like I was saying, for my listeners, if you all did tune in to the last
to the last episode. You know, we talked to JJ about the meaning of what Sister JJ meant. We also talked to Sister JJ as writer, a phenomenal stage play and movie writer. We also talked to Sister JJ, the director and the producer. And well, tonight we are going to be talking to Sister JJ, the entrepreneur. She wears so many hats. And so tonight we just want her to just share a little bit about the several businesses and projects that she has going on. I can definitely tell you off the bat, she has a clothing line, Chrissy K Collection, awesome. She also has her own online streaming services on Wobble TV, also her own production companies, No Nickel and Dime Productions, and as well as a magazine. I'm so excited for this magazine because your girl Kita Key is a part of this magazine, that is Boss Mode Magazine. So I am so excited for her. So Jay, just share with our listeners how you got started in these businesses, and just share with our listeners what else you have going on with your businesses.
So how did I get started in the business? Wow. How did I get started? I mean, I guess business has been all a part of my life. Business has always been my life. My family come from a family of entrepreneurs and a family of hustlers. You know, you got to make it happen. I think I'm kind of unique with business because I like the art. My family was more of things that you could kind of like doing hair, selling a product, stuff like that. So.
Yes.
Business wise, it's always been a part of me. My four
so
babies.
It's always, so that's family. That's always been.
Yeah, it's always been a part of me. Even as a kid, my mom would have me work in a hair salon, and when she was building her hair salon, my mom would have me out helping deliver newspapers. My mom had a bakery. She had a restaurant. So, you know, it's just always been a part of me. She has a salon. She had two salons. So business is just, you just took it for granted because it's like, okay, we got a business. yeah.
But that was always instilled in you. Yeah.
Yeah, it was always there. It was always there. It's like, this is how you make money. You know, you don't cry.
Yeah.
You make money. And
right.
And it's always been primarily a business of service per se. So, yeah, and I keep saying my four babies, but when I think about it, I forget about Red Girl Entertainment. So I had Red Girl Entertainment is really the oldest of so I have five babies. So you have Red Girl Entertainment, and you have Wobble TV, No Nickel and Dime Production, Baltimore Magazine, and Chrissy K. And so Red Girl Entertainment, basically, you know, we do the books and Red Girl Publishing. We do the books, the screenplay. We just do all that, everything that's entertainment.
Wow.
Fashion shows, stuff like that. Then you have my, just real quick, with and just giving you the quick birth of each of business. So Chrissy K came about, I've been here for like 4 years, so like 4 years ago, I was doing the fashion show in Virginia, Models Against Cancer. And I had promised those kids that they would have a child's designer. And so the young lady that was supposed to be the child's designer bailed out on me. I'm not going to call her name because she don't get her name to be called. But I was thankful for it. So I was so mad that she bailed out. I was like, I can't believe she did this. And so I knew how to sew a little bit because my mom used to be a seamstress. She used to sew our clothes and stuff. And so I sketched out some stuff that I felt like would be easy for me to do. And I just after I did that, I was like, okay, I got to go get the material. So if you know anything about material, it's kind of hard to buy material at a cheap price. So I went to Walmart.
Yes.
And fortunate for me, the material was like a penny a yard. Like, no joke, it was a penny a yard.
Wow.
And that's how my stars and stripes came about.
Wow.
Yep. So then I was on the phone with a buddy of mine, and I had I was telling him, you know, what he asked me what I was doing, and I was telling him what I was doing. And he was like, "You're sewing?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sewing." And so he said, so his name was Mr. Willie. He drove trucks for the movie industry. He was a Teamster. So I was like, you know, this chick, you know, I told him what happened. And he was like, "You're doing this by hand?" I'm like, "Yeah." He said, "Meet me for lunch. I'm going to buy you your first sewing machine." So I met him for lunch. I showed him, and he wanted to see what I was doing. So I showed him what I had. He told me, he said, "Don't sell it. People don't want to buy it. Don't sell it. Use this as your prototype." And so that's what I did. And so that's how Chrissy K came about.
And Chrissy K was born. And let me tell y'all something, too, about Chrissy K collection. It is so cute. It is just so what's the theme? You said that the motto of Chrissy K is clothes that make you smile.
Yes.
Is that right? When you see this collection, it makes you smile. It has been featured in so many. Yes, it has been featured in so many fashion shows. It is just so. It does. It really does make you smile. For the young ladies and young girls. I actually told Jay I'm waiting for my adult tutu top and everything. So hopefully she'll be having. Shameless plug, adult line soon for, you know,
yes.
Chrissy, you know. And I kind of got a little weight on me, so, you know, called it Chrissy.
I got something coming in the near future for the women, but shout out to Miss Willie for my, for helping me. And I didn't have to sleep with him for it either. I always add that.
Awesome.
I didn't have to sleep for him.
Woman of integrity. Praise God.
Exactly.
Praise God, a woman of integrity, a woman that keeps her word and a woman's integrity. Praise God.
Yes.
Okay, that's Rad Girl Entertainment. You also have Chrissy K, and you also have
No Nickel and Dime Production.
Yeah, production company, yes.
Right. And so with No Nickel and Dime Production, I was going back and forth to Virginia to do Crazy on Another Level, the short film. And then we sequel to the feature film, Too Crazy on Another Level, which you are the star on both. And you guys can go check it out on wobbletv.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy that was filming for me, my DP, I don't think that he really believed me or understood where I wanted to take this to the level that I wanted to go. And so I think for him it was more of a hobby. For me, it was more of my life. And so when it came down to doing the sequel, Too Crazy on Another Level, we just couldn't get together with production shoot time. It was always something else. And so I was just crying out to a friend of mine that I met in a job, and I told her, I said, "We're gonna be friends. We're gonna be work besties." And she was like, "I already have a best friend." I was like, "I didn't say I was gonna be a best friend. I thought I was gonna be work besties." And so we had been friends for like 3 or 4 years, and I did not know that she was literally like watching me. So I was vent to her, and I was just like, "I'm just gonna get my money together. I'm just gonna get one camera, and I'm gonna do this." And she just started crying, and I was like, "Oh my God, don't cry." And she was like, "No, the Holy Spirit told her to do this before." And she gave me $10,000 to start No Nickel and Dime Production.
Wow.
And so I thought she wanted to see my business plan. I thought that she wanted to, you know, like give me a time when to pay the money back. She's like, "I didn't ask you for that. I just want to see you win." She's like, "I just want to see you do what you said that you're going to do, and that's going to be great." So I was like, "Okay, wow." So I told her, I said, "When I make it, you're straight." She's like, "I already know that." So that's how No Nickel and Dime Production came about, and, you know, I just be doing it. So now I have content that I'm filming, and my thing is, okay, it's hard to really get your stuff out there. Everybody thinks their stuff is great, and it probably is. I'm never negating someone else's work. But to get it out on Netflix or on the big screen or whatever, it's hard. And so a lot of people turn to YouTube and, a lot of times you don't even get paid off of YouTube. And then people turn to Amazon, and Amazon is have made their requirements more strict. But I was okay with it. So getting going to Amazon, it was okay. Shout out to Amazon for giving that platform for people. But for myself, being a woman of entrepreneurship, I was like, I don't want to bust my butt to bring more people to Amazon when I can bust my butt and start my own company, bring people to myself.
Yes.
So I used to have a hair salon years ago, and my thought pattern for Wobble TV is the same for the hair salon. And that is, I'm going to have Outer Limits. That was the name of the hair salon. And if you want to come and work in Outer Limits, you can. And make your money. You got to buy my Mahu. And so that's how Wobble TV is. It's like, okay, I've got content. I'm going to put it on here. But if you guys want to make some money, you just come on over here. So a lot of times, you know, people are like, well, what makes, you know, why would we not go to Amazon versus coming to Wobble TV? And I always say, well, look at Amazon like a big central library. It's really big. It's harder to get. You're competing with a lot of other books. It's harder to get to what you want to get to. Even though they have a system, you're still competing with a lot, opposed to going to the local libraries, the neighborhood libraries, and more intimate. And the likelihood of your books being read is frequently greater. So that's how it is with Wobble TV. We're not the big boys. So the likelihood of people coming to look at your stuff is greater than being on this big platform. And, of course, we want to grow, but jump on now. So that's how we pitch it to Wobble TV. For Wobble TV, we don't knock anyone else, but we're like, hey, guys, we're a little bit more intimate. So Wobble TV – shout out to Dee in reference to directing me to Shelly, who put me in contact with the young man that helped me with Wobble TV. But he wanted me to do things the way he wanted me to do it. He wanted me to clone Netflix, and that's not what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so because I wouldn't do what he wanted me to do, he pretty much crashed my website. And you're talking about somebody. Yeah, I just wanted to die. I was done. I mean, I was crying, snot, crying. I couldn't speak.
Wow.
I was doing one of those, you know, you trying to get it out, and my eyes were hurting. I cried. They were so red. And so my son was at home, and he was like, why are you crying? And when I finally got myself together to tell him that the guy crashed my website, you know, he was like, you basically gave me back what I would have given him. He's like, first of all, you need to stop all that crime. And second of all, you need to remember who you are. Now, my family's name is Stiff. My grandfather was a Stiff. And so that's where most of the entrepreneurship comes from, him. And my grandmother did her thing, too. And so he was like, we don't cry. We figure it out. And I was like, wow. So I don't get to have a pity party. I don't get to, you know, get the word with me. No, you don't. So I ended up calling my mom, and, you know, I was telling her, you know, I just don't know what to do, da 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 da. And she was like, well, you know, shout out to AJ Holmes. She had mentioned AJ. She said she didn't say anything to me before because she thought I had it.
Okay.
And so she told me to call AJ. So I called AJ, told him what happened. Well, he was trying to help me get it together. And it just wasn't help work. And he's like, man, bump that. I can, you know, show you what to do. And so what he did for me was, he said, I'm not going to build a website for you. He said, what I would do is show you how to do it. And so I was so mad with him. I'm like, oh, my God, here we go again. But I'm so grateful to him because I'm more informative on what's going on.
Yeah.
And so AJ is like a techno genius to me. And so he helped me. And so now we got Wobble TV, and I did say my boss more correct.
Well, actually, that is the last is on the list. Yes.
Right. So
Boss
then we have Boss More Magazine. Mm-hmm. And shout out to D for that, because back in the day I had a dance group called Cut It Up, Kids United Together. And okay. that dance group, it was a community dance group which allowed kids to heal, vent, release through music and dance. You know, you're wow. angry, release it in your dance. You know, you got something going on, release it out here. And so we were, and that's how I really started doing fashion shows too. So I wanted to highlight what kids were doing in the magazine. Okay. I didn't have the resources at the time, and then I had a whole lot of naysayers around me. So it's not so much that I listened to the naysayers, it just wasn't my time. So I okay. ended up meeting Dee through Wendell Moss, and because he has a magazine as well, and he's come out okay. quarterly. So her and I got to talking, and she actually was an assistant director for model coordinator for me for Models Against Cancer 1 year, and then she came down here and assisted okay. with the modeling for Georgia. And so yeah. I was telling her, I said, hey, I want to do the magazine. She's like, okay, you know, hey, I know what to do. And so she was used to doing quarterly magazines. So I was like, well, I want mine to be monthly. So she basically okay. showed me what to do. She helped me with the first magazine, and bada boom, bada bang, 4 months later, we're working on our fourth issue of Boss Mo Magazine.
Awesome.
I love all of my babies. I love all of my babies. I love Regard. So I keep saying that Chrissy K is the oldest, but Regard Entertainment is the oldest baby.
Okay.
And so, and Regard Entertainment was birthed out of my divorce. My ex-husband and I, we had a company called Just Act. It was a management company. We had three artists. It was a gospel management company. We had three artists. And when we divorced, he was like, you know, what about the company? I was like, well, you can have it. I'll build another one. So so Just Ask was named after my kids, Shalita, AJ, and Kai. And
awesome.
So it was Just Ask. Right. And so then I came up with Rad, because I'm so radical. So I came up with Rad Girl Entertainment, which is Radical Anointed Gospel Girl. And so, yeah, so that's the oldest of my babies. So it's really five babies holding strong. And so, that's pretty much where I'm at with them. I work it, and we have the regular publishing from the books that I have out. That they are on Amazon. Shout out to Amazon for that. They are on Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And so my whole thing is just grinding and seeing. I have a thing that I say, be the best that you can be, because no one is better at being you than you. And so I think Boss Mo Magazine really speaks to that, because we highlight beautiful, outstanding, sensational sisters from all over the world. Doesn't matter what your race is. If you're doing your thing, we want to highlight you. You don't have to be a celebrity. You just got to be doing you. Do your thing. And we have, like, young ladies that are doing that thing, too. And it's just, Boss Mo, to me, is like a tree with many branches, because we reach out to many different women. And a lot of people say that women can't work together and we such haters on each other and things of that nature. But Boss Mo says, no, not so. Because I have a bunch of great women that are on the writing sales team. And it's open to men to come in and write. We're looking for some male writers. And we're doing a good job working together. The women respect each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I just want to, and I didn't mean to come across, I just want to chime in, because I just want to just put this out here that I am part of Boss Mo Magazine, and it is awesome.
Yes.
And the section that I write is Blessed Mode, where we highlight women in ministry. And it is just so awesome to talk to these women that have testimonies and that can share with you what they've dealt with, whether it's in the past or what's going on right now and how they got to where they are. Definitely by the grace of God. But also just talking about their own personal personal lives as well, and how they got there. So it is just amazing. So I am so excited about what God is doing through you, but what is to come
as well, because there is so much more. Even though you wear all these hats, there's so many other hats that you fit in to wear. big brim, short brim, hat to the back, whatever. I am just so excited. I'm just so excited for you, and I'm excited to be a part of it as well. So I just want to say thank you so much again for just sharing your story and just allowing our listeners to get a better understanding of Sister JJ, the multifaceted Sister JJ. And like I said, I'm excited. So real quick before we end, let our listeners know how they can contact you.
So you can find me on all social media at I am SISTAJAYJAY. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I am Sister JJ. You can go to WobbleTV.com and go to Baltimore.com because now Baltimore.com, even though it's a monthly illustration, issue, we have something on the website every day for you. So you guys go check it out, weekly stuff, daily stuff. So that's BossMode.com, BossModeMagazine.com. Chrissy K website, it will be coming with this corona stuff. We're still on schedule. So Chrissy K
that's
website
delayed.
Is
that's
coming.
Okay.
Yeah. So we haven't even met the deadline yet. So it's the summer deadline. But you can find me on all social media. I am Sister JJ. I am, and that's SISTAJAYJAY.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again for stopping in, chat and chuckle with your girl Keita Keith. We so appreciate you and listeners. Thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. You all have a blessed evening. I love y'all. Be blessed. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.